Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is December the 22nd and our Bible reading is from the first epistle of John, chapters 1 to 3. Loving the world is a sin against God. We read in 1 John chapter 2 verses 15 to 17 like this. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. In the above passage, the term world does not refer to the universe created by God, but the community of sinful humanity that possesses a spirit of rebellion against God under the dominion of Satan. In this sense, the world is the satanic system opposing Christ's kingdom on this earth. We are plainly warned not to love the world or the things that are in the world, since our love for the world is not compatible with our love for God. All that the world has to offer may be described as the lust of the flesh, which is sinful, sensual pleasures, the lust of the eyes, which is covetousness or materialism, and the pride of life, which is being proud about ourselves. The lust of the flesh refers to such sensual body appetites as proceed from within our evil nature. The lust of the eyes applies to such evil desires as may arise from what we see. The pride of life is an unholy ambition for self-display and self-glory. These three areas of appeal were presented to Eve, who gave in, and to Jesus Christ, who overcame through the Word of God. We should also depend on the Word of God to defeat temptation in our lives. Living for the world is like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic that will sink soon. This world is passing away, so there is no point in living for this world alone. To be consumed with this life is to be unprepared for the next. What a tragedy to invest our resources in what will not last. But we will abide forever when we do the will of God, as this will deliver us from the temptation of passing things. Let us be careful that nothing breaches our spiritual defense. We cannot afford to let down our guard anytime, but need to be alert to what entices us today. A lapse opens the door to sin, which in turn may develop into a sinful habit that will eventually cause us to drift from God. Let us pray the simple prayer today that is recorded in Psalms 139 verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.